皆さん、英語のソータです。
And I'm Riley.
Hey, Riley, I want to test something.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is uploading dates. So far, I have been trying to post a new episode on Saturdays and, you know, in the mornings. But right. Now, I might try uploading on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or in the morning or at night. I want to try that.
Not all in one week, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, this kind of test will continue for a couple of months, perhaps. I don't know.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Mm. But when do you think it's the best timing for you?
Yeah, for me, I usually listen to podcasts in the morning, like when I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I'm getting ready for work, too, although sometimes I listen to music at that time, but...I mean, mostly I listen to podcasts when I'm alone and don't have to listen to people talking or something, right? So, yeah, for our listeners, I wonder if it would also be like during the commute to work or if it would be on a weekend when they have some free time or I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I want to, you know, shift to the, you know, Monday uploads, but, you know... I might confuse some people who had been listening to our podcast on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm still wondering. って感じです。
Right.
Yes, let me test that, everybody. 皆さん、ちょっとお知らせなんですけど、こう今まで番組をね、こう土曜日の朝9時とか、遅くても土曜日内にこう更新できるように、いつもこう頑張ってきたんですけど、なんか最近土曜日の朝って人聞いてるのかなみたいなのがすごい自分の中で疑問がありまして、アップロード日をちょっとこう調整したいなと思ってるんですね。なので、昔は土曜朝9時でこういっぱい告知もしてきて、それでこうね続いてきた番組なんですけど、やっぱ時代の変化とともにいろんなコンテンツも増えたりとか、あるいは皆さんのね、SNS との触れ合い方、向き合い方も多分変わってきてるんだと思うんですよね。あんま朝に、土曜の朝に聞くっていうのが本当に正しいのかなっていうのがちょっと分かんなくなってきて、そうで、インスタでアンケートも取ってたりしてたんですけど、やっぱり月曜の朝に聞かれてる方すごい多いなと思ったんですね。なのでちょっとアップロード日を月曜日の朝にしようかなと思いつつも、でもいきなりそう変えちゃうと7年間8年間土曜に上げてきたのに、ね、変わると土日聞けない方がいらっしゃるといけないなとかと思って、そうやったら金曜日の夜かとかちょっと今いろいろ考えてます。なのでしばらく金曜日に上がる時もあったり、日曜日に上がる時もあったり、月曜日の朝に上がる時があったりするかもしれないんですけど、ちょっとこう忍耐強く待っていただけたら嬉しいです。でもうこの日に決めた、ポケモンみたいな感じで、君に決めたみたいな感じで、この日に決めたっていう日があったら、皆さんに発表するので、金曜日の何時にしますみたいな感じでするので、ちょっとそこに毎週僕たちも合わせて収録とか、あと音チェック、僕も頑張っていきたいなと思うので、そこで会いましょう。Yes, I'll make an announcement about the exact time if I decide it. So until then, let me try those, you know, testing upload dates.So, yeah, I'll see you somewhere in a week.
Okay.
って感じで。はい。では、ライちゃん、are you ready?
Yep.
ソータと
Riley の台本なし英会話レッスン Episode 273
All right, what is the topic for episode 273, Riley?
It's capsule toys.
はい、今回のお題はガチャガチャです。Yeah, I chose this topic because recently I see the capsule toys machines a lot in Osaka and, you know, in stations or in the airport or even in the shopping mall, I see the, you know, big floor or big...place only for the capsule toys machines. So, yeah, I'm wondering why. Oh, yeah. And also, a lot of tourists are trying that. So,
sure.
Yeah, maybe it's really popular among Japanese and people from other countries too. So, I wanted to ask you some questions about why it's popular or have you tried that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. So first of all, capsule toys are really popular among your friends as well.
I don't know. I wouldn't say really popular. Like,
Okay.
I think most of my friends probably have done it, have bought capsule toys once or twice or whatever, but it's not something we talk about a lot. Like, oh, did you see the new capsule toy or whatever? We don't really do that, but
But in general, for tourists or for people from other countries, it's calm. It's popular.
yeah, I think so. I had my university roommate and his girlfriend come to visit a few months ago. And when we were in, I think it was Tokyo, maybe, when we were walking around and we passed some store that had a like a I guess it was in a mall, and there was a like a it was like a store, but it was just gacha machines inside, and there were no workers, right? So, you know, what might have been a small clothing store or whatever instead was just a gacha store.
You
And
call
so
it, sorry, you call it gacha store.
I guess I'm not sure what to call it, but yeah, but we saw it and we stopped by, and then my friend and his girlfriend bought a few.
So it's a kind of a trend or kind of routine for tourists coming to Japan.
I think so. Yeah, I wonder, there are probably some tourists who come to Japan and like part of their itinerary, part of their plan is to get gacha from somewhere. But then there's probably other tourists like my friend who see it and they're like, oh, that's cool, and buy one or two or something.
Okay. 一回ちょっと訳させてください。Itinerary と stop by をちょっと打っておいてもらいたいんですけど、あとキャプソートイと、カプセルですね。キャプソーはカプセル。おもちゃでキャプソートイがガチャガチャですね。ガチャガチャ or ガチャ makes sense for, foreigners too.
I mean, I think gacha basically only means the toys.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, like
So
it's a
now it's a
Japanese word, but it's a Japanese word that we use in English to talk about the capsule toys. And now also, like some games have gacha, right? Like, yeah.
So now it's an English expression too. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think if you're familiar with the stuff, people probably call them gacha in English.
Oh. Do what gotcha means in Japanese?
It's like the sound, right?
Yeah, gotcha,
Yeah.
gotcha. Yeah. We turn, twist the lever, then gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. That kind of sound. Gotcha.
Right.
そうそう、そう。ガチャって皆さん、英語でもだいぶ今浸透してるらしくて、ガチャって言うと、ガチャガチャを英語でも表せるみたいです。ずっと僕もキャプソートイズって言ってましたけど、最近ゲームでもガチャとか、ガチャってあるじゃないですか。ゲームしない方のために言うと、そう、アイテムをもらえるガチャみたいなあるんですよ。で、世界的にもやっぱそういうふうにゲームでも言うようになってるから、ガチャで通じるようになってるってことだったので、まあ楽ですね。そのキャプソートイズ忘れちゃってもガチャって言えばね、いいってことで。そう。で、itinerary っていうのは、旅行の、こう、これする、あれするみたいな予定表の中に、やっぱり外国人が日本に来るときに、どこかに、ストップバイ、立ち寄って、ガチャを1個挑戦して、こう、帰るみたいなのを結構組み込んでる人が多いと。つまりそれだけやっぱり、ライリーの視点で見ても外国人にとって今ガチャガチャってすごい人気なんだなと。で、まあ、ライリーの周りの友達が新しいガチャやったみたいな、そんな毎週毎週話すほど熱狂的かっていうと、そんなめちゃくちゃ毎日やってるとかではもちろんないけれども、やっぱりみんなやったことがあるっていう人が多いってことだったので、それだけ今ガチャは、ガチャガチャ人気なんでしょうね。But I'm simply wondering why it became so popular among tourists. What's the attractive point for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably one of the main things. I mean, obviously, like there are cute toys and cool toys and things like that, but you can buy those in lots of shops. They don't have to be gacha, right? I think the main thing is it's kind of like cheap gambling, right? It's kind of fun to, you know, pay whatever 200 yen, maybe max 500 yen or something like that to get something and you don't really know what it is, you know, kind of like the category of what kind of toy it is, but then, you know, you get to kind of gamble about which one. So I think that's probably the fun part, is that it's kind of gambling, but it's not really risky.
So that means Americans love to do gambling.
I think probably everyone loves to do gambling.
Yeah. So it's not for getting the, you know, cute toys or getting presents for their friends or families. Maybe it's for gambling, maybe.
Well, I think, I mean, the cute toys, the getting presents for their family, I think those are part of it, right? Of course. But, you know, you can buy a cute toy and get to choose which toy you want at lots of stores.
Yeah.
You can get some kind of souvenir to bring home, almost anywhere. But the special thing about the capsule toys is that it's exciting because you don't know exactly what you'll get, right?
Yeah, so now I'm kind of thinking and imagine if, you know, there were no capsule toys machines or, yeah, those gacha in Japan. And then if there were such places, let's say in America or in Hawaii, then maybe a lot of Japanese would try that because that's kind of reasonable and we can easily try the gambling. So now that makes sense.
Yeah, I bet they do exist in Hawaii. I wouldn't be surprised, but...
Oh, I mean, it's mainly, you know, from Japan. It's a kind of Japanese part of our culture, the part of our culture, right? Gacha.
Yeah, I think they're originally from Japan, but I think Hawaii, I'm just saying, Hawaii has enough kind of Japanese influence that probably have it.
Yeah, but my point is, you know, I didn't understand why it became so popular for tourists coming to Japan. But yeah, I imagine if there were no such places in Japan and, you know, gacha culture is a completely different, you know, culture in another country, let's say Taiwan or anywhere, France or something, maybe a lot of me, at least I want to try that to get a, you know, toy or present for my family or for myself. So, yeah, now it makes sense that it's really popular for tourists coming to Japan. Did that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So, なるほどなと。いや、なんか、今までなんでそんな外国人にとってガチャガチャが人気なんやろっていう、もちろん可愛いし、楽しいしっていうのはもちろんわかるんですけど、なんでそんなみんなが寄ってたかってやって帰るほど人気なんだろうって、疑問だったんですけど、今最後に言ってたのが、確かに日本にガチャガチャがなかったとして、これが海外にあるもし文化だったならば、多分僕も含めいろんな日本人の人がちょっとやって帰ろうってなりそうだもんなって今、メイクセンスしましたっていうお話をしてました。確かになと思います。で、そう、なんで外国人からそれ人気なのかっていうライリーの、あのオブザベーションとしては、観察としては、まず安い200円から500円で挑戦できる。あと面白かったのがギャンブリング。安いお金でするギャンブルだからっていう。で、僕がアメリカ人じゃあギャンブリング好きなのっていう質問でしたけど、みんな、アメリカ人もちろん好きだし、みんな好きなんじゃないっていう。で、確かになと。で、いわばお土産を買おうと思ったら、ね、これ欲しいと思ったら、どこのお店にでもどんなものでも今ゲットできる世の中じゃないですか。でも、このガチャガチャをやることで、なんかその、スリルを味わいながらこうギャンブリングしながらかつお金がそんな高くないっていうところに魅力を感じてるんじゃないかっていう説明で確かになと。だからこそ、もしこれが日本になくて海外にあったとしたならば、ね、200円から500円ぐらいだったらぜひやりたいなって今確かに思いましたね。 Yeah, so I wanted to experience, you know, this gacha thing, you know, not as Japanese. So that's what I was talking about. Like, I wanted to experience this culture as a foreigner or foreign tourist. So I wish, you know, this culture was not in Japan or it was not from Japan. And then I want to feel what it's like if there is, you know, such a place in another country and that's completely new to me. So,
I think so. It's not exactly gotcha, but we had, you know, in America we have or had, they don't really exist anymore, gumball machines. Have you heard of that?
Gumball. No.
So
gumball.
It's like it's like a kind of candy where it's kind of hard on the outside and then you bite it. It's a ball, right? And then you bite it and it's gum. It's called a gumball.
Gumball.
So they used to have these machines, and they're like kind of, it's like it has a certain look to it. There's like a stand, and then there's this big kind of like orb that contains all these gumballs. And you put like a quarter in, I think it was probably a quarter, 25 cents when I was a kid, and you turn the thing, you do the gacha gacha sound, and then there's like this little ramp, and the ball spins around down the ramp, and you get to take it out and eat it. And there's like a little bit of gambling because like, oh, it might be a blue one or a red one or a pink one or whatever. Like they have different colors. I don't think the flavor was different. But we had gumball machines, which are kind of similar, but they're not like toys, and it's not, they're not so different.
But not toys inside.
No, although there may have been, there was this, I forget what they're called now. I think they were called homies. I gotta check this out. It was like a kind of collectible toy. Yeah, they were called homies.
H-O-M-I-E-S.
And I think you could get them like a gacha machine.
Can I see the photo?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
I don't
gumball.
Know if... I don't know if I can get a picture of the machine. I think they... I might be misremembering this because I can't find any pictures of the actual, like, of them in the machine.
それでちょっと
the...
訳しておきましょうかね。
Yeah,
I'll
go ahead.
translate that. そう、写真みたいので、あ、ホーミーズ。あ、こんな感じで、なるほどね。ちょっと、先に訳しますけど、そう、僕ね、なんか、いや、この日本のガチャガチャみたいなのを、日本人じゃない視点で、こう、外国で体験してみたかったなと。あの、すごい新鮮になる、新鮮に感じるんじゃないかなと思って、あんだけマシンがバーって並んでて、おもちゃがいっぱいあってっていう、それが僕たち見慣れてますけど、日本の文化なので、海外の文化としてそれを見たらどんな感じなんだろうな、みたいなことを今言ってたら、そう、ガンボー、ガムのボールっていう感じで、そのガチャガチャってしたら、いろんな味、いろんな色、が出てくる、そういうガチャガチャみたいなのが昔あったのと、ホーミーズ、あ、確かに、ホーミーズは、Homies is only for these characters. このキャラだけ?
Yeah, homie. A homie means like a friend. It's kind of slang. It means like a friend. So these homies were like different kinds of people, I guess.
なるほどね。そっか。ホーミーズっていう多分一個のシリーズみたいな感じで、あの人間これさ、これなんで人気やったん? Why was it so popular?Just collecting humans.
Yeah, I think it was because it was collectible. There were like, there were a lot of them. And then, you know, you never knew which one you would get from the machine. But yeah, I wonder, do you know when like gacha became popular in Japan? Like the kind of capsule toys, capsule machines?
Even when I was young or, yeah, we were a kid, it had.I mean, Japan had capsule toys, but that was not that popular like this much. But about, when was that? 10 years ago? But I think very recently, the places are increasing a lot. So kind of the recent trend, I guess. So I don't remember when it was. Do you remember? Or do you know?
I'm just looking it up. So it says it started...In the 60s.
Oh, so old.
Yeah.
Historical
really old.
thing.
Yeah. It was from, I guess, Bandai was the first one.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, those gacha gacha were put in restaurants or, yeah, maybe restaurants. Like, even now, Sushiro, maybe, yeah, my local town, Sushiro, has that kind of.Place, spots for kids. When I was young, capsule toys were like that, only for, you know, some limited spaces and some machines. But recently, a lot.
Yeah, I remember like gumball machines would be, yeah, sometimes in restaurants or outside of like a, or at the exit of like a barber shop, like a beauty salon or something like that for kids, because maybe your kids get a haircut and then they get a gumball or some candy or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll translate that. But yeah, the next question is I'm planning to ask you your favorites or
Sure.
something you want. So yeah, you can think about that. そう、なんか、どの世界も同じなんだなと思ったんですけど、あ、そうそう、another reason why it's popular is kind of we can collect that.
Yeah.
それも今、ホーミーズを見てて思ったんですけど、もう一個、人気な理由、特にこれは日本でだと思うんですけど、コレクションとして集められるっていうのが、多分、すごい、このガチャガチャっていろんな人間のその好奇心をくすぐってるんだろうなと思うんですよね。Yeah, I think it successfully stimulates, people's curiosity, I guess. Collectible, as you said, and
Yeah, yeah.
gambling thing. So, なんかいろんな要因があるんだろうなって思いましたけど、そのホーミーズね。So, before we forget, or I forget, can you, send this photo via LINE? Homie's pictures?
Yeah, I'll
Yeah,
have to
later
search
too.
it on my phone, but yeah.
そう、ありがとう。皆さんにもホーミーズの載せときますね。ホーミーズを見たときに、多分それが一個のシリーズで人間がバーって並んでて、それを集められると。で、やっぱりアメリカでも昔そのガンボールと、あ、ガムボールと、あとはこのホーミーズが、まあ、人気だった頃もあって、結構散髪屋さんの入り口のところにあったりっていう感じだったらしいんですよね。で、さっき僕にライリーが聞いていた質問は、いつガチャガチャって人気になったのと、皆さんそんな感覚あります？いつ人気になったかっていう。でも、僕が小さい時からガチャガチャのマシーンはいろんなところにあって、でも小さかったと思うんですよ、規模が。今でも例えばスシローとかガストの出口のところとかにあったり、まあ、ゲーセンのちょっと一区画にあったりして、子供心に、あ、これ欲しい、やりたいみたいな記憶はあったなと思うんですよね。でも最近は、すごい、コマーシャルっていうか、商業的になってきてるので、東京とか大阪とか特にすごいと思うんですけども、そのガチャガチャの専門のフロアみたいな、もうめっちゃ大きい場所があると思うんですよね。それがなんでなんだろうっていうのが、まあ今、ここまで出てきたお話で、いろんなとこから出てたんじゃないかなと思いますね。So, yeah, as I said, it's becoming more commercial thing. So, people are making a lot of spaces for that. So we can see them in the airport or anywhere. So my next question is, what was or what is your favorite?
Yeah, so I don't really have a favorite. Actually, I've only bought a few. But when I remember I was on a trip with some friends, and we were coming back from Shiga, and we stopped off in Osaka to get dinner. And across from where we had dinner was like a arcade, a game center or something. And inside there was like a bunch of gacha machines, in a row. And my friends and I found some that were like Hokusai figures. Like they were,
Katsushika Hokusai?
yeah, exactly. Yeah. From his art. So there were like
Wow.
famous ones, like the wave and the some like scary face and some kind of weird animals and things like that. And so my friends and I tried to get a bunch. I think we probably got like three or four each. And yeah, and that was like the most I ever got into it, but it was cool. I mean, I remember we got one, and then I was like, oh, that one looks cool. So then I would try to get one that my friend got, so we ended up spending, I don't know, maybe 1,000 yen each or something on these little Hokusai toys.
But what made you interested in that? Although you had a bunch of other toys.
I like Hokusai. I've kind of
Oh,
liked his stuff for a long time. And I like ukiyo-e and stuff like that. I think, yeah, I don't know if I've told you this, but there was a time, maybe at that time, about 4 years ago or something like that, where I tried to carve my own wood blocks. I was never good at the printing part, so I quit.
You
But
carved?
yeah,
Wow, that's
I
so
carved
cool.
somewhat. I can maybe send you a picture if I can find
Yeah.
one.
I wanna get the both pictures, like your curving thing and the Katsushika toy if you have.
I can try to find it. I
Yeah,
don't
or you can
know
look it
where
up.
that went, but yeah.
Or yeah, you can look it up, like Katsushika toy and
Yeah.
something you got. And my favorite is Gogoichi capsule toy. And
Oh, right.
yeah, I will send you the photo. Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So this one. Oh, I just found this capsule toy machine or capsule toy at Shin Osaka Station.
Okay.
And you know, it was only a few the store had only a few machines, and then maybe one of them was this Osaka souvenirs things, like a Gogoichi or anything else, Osaka Tsutenkaku capsule toys or something. But
Okay.
yeah, this Gogoichi is, you know, oh, can you explain that for people who don't know Gogoichi? All right.
Yeah, Gogoichi is like I guess you could say it's Chinese food, but their main thing is meat buns, nikuman. And it's yeah, hugely popular in Osaka. There's like really long lines at, stations and wherever the stores are.
Yeah. And my favorite capsule toy is that, like meat buns. And Gogoichi has a kind of special, unique backed, paper backed. And it has Gogoichi 551, all right, and white and red colored paper backed. So, and also it has karashi. Karashi is in English, how do you
Mustard,
say?
maybe
Oh,
spicy
mustard.
mustard.
Like small, that
Yeah,
parts.
I see that.
And yeah, that's my favorite. I want this one. これめっちゃ欲しいと思って。そんな別僕に、日本語おかしい。そんなに別に僕、おかしかった日本語が。551、大事だって551じゃなくて、ガチャガチャがめっちゃ好きとかじゃないんですけど、この551の包来の、肉まんとからしと、袋がついたちっちゃいやつですよ。そのおもちゃは、新大阪ステーションで、この前神奈川行くときに、見つけて、ちょっとストーリーには載せたりもしたんですけど、これかわいいと思って、でもガチャガチャのな、そのあかんところ、僕が好きじゃないところは、the bad part of gacha gacha is we can't get my own favorite things.
Right,
Because it's
right.
gambling. So,
Yeah.
although I want this one, maybe it'll take forever and it costs a lot of money. ってとこかな？今思ったけど、これ欲しいと思ってもガチャガチャは、そう、何百回と回さないと多分これに巡り会えないっていうところがちょっとね、ネガティブポイントなのかなって思うんですけど、そう、ちょっと訳そう。葛飾北斎のお話ですよ。ライリーが滋賀からどっかこう帰ったりするときに、ゲーセンみたいなところでそのガチャガチャがあって、友達とどれにしようってなって、葛飾北斎の浮世絵とか、なんかそういういろんなものがあるガチャガチャを見つけたらしくて、それがライリーのお気に入りだったと。で、まあ、カーブっていうのはホールですね。カーブも一応、訳すと。
Carve, yeah,
あ、
carve.
カーブ。CAR。
A,
あ、
yeah.
そっか、not you. カーブ is, what's that?
Like a bend.
あ、カーブ。あ、そっか、曲がる方ね。そう、皆さんも注意です。カーブは CA の方がホール。カーブだと、曲がるとかの方、そっち CU になるので注意ですね。僕もちょっと今、ごちゃごちゃになりました。そう、掘って、葛飾北斎の、プリント系で書いたりするのはちょっと苦手だったので、木で掘ったっていう、それが逆にすごいなと思ったんですけど、その写真もしあれば、ライリーがまた送ってくれるとのことでした。で、思ったのがね、So, another interesting point is that, who can come up with that kind of, creative, unique ideas for capsule toys. I can't come up with the, idea. Oh, I can make capsule toys from Katsushika Hokusai works. So that's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there must be companies that like only develop gacha toys, right? Like, there must be kind of an industry for this, and I, you know, it's somebody's job.
Mm-hmm. It's like Japanese hyakkin, 100 yen store. Like,
right.
Every time I visit there, I feel like, who found this, you know, items or, I mean, idea itself in the first place? And we didn't even notice that was the tough part of doing that. So, yeah, like that, I guess capsule toys are attracting people because we always find or see new findings like, oh, this is that type of toy or idea or something. So have you found anything unique or funny or interesting?
Yeah, I, you know, every time I go and I, like, sometimes even if I don't buy anything, I'll go and look at what kind of toys they have. Like at the exit of this, one of the supermarkets I go to, there's a bunch of capsule machines. And yeah, usually there's something funny. Like often it's just like food, you know, there'll just be like little miniature food. Or what did I see recently? It was something that I thought was, it's cool, but it's so banal, so kind of normal that I was surprised that they made a toy out of it. I think it was like road signs or mailboxes, or it was something like, you know, something that you can see every day, you know, on the street, but they made like a series of gacha toys about it.
Yeah, so そんな感じそうやねんな。そこがなんか、わ、これがかわい、こんなのがあるのみたいな、ようそれ作ったなみたいな、それがやっぱガチャガチャの魅力ですよね。僕はね、なんか最近誰かがや SNS に載せてはったのかな、なんかで、ね、見たのが、You know, in Japan, we used to have a special vehicle for selling 焼き芋、豆腐、ラーメン。
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like wooden kind of small vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, there is that capsule toy. And I will send you. ちょっと待って、探すわ。ガチャガチャ。お、なんかね。
It's like kind of a cart, right? Or like a...
Oh, yeah, car. Mm-hmm. ちょっと待って。
Cart, I said.
A cart.
Yeah.
We can call it cart.
I think so. Yeah.
ちょっと待って、あと、ラーメン屋。めっちゃ可愛かったん、それ。でね、あ、ちょっと待って、今すぐに見つけられへんから話すわ。あの、It has a special sound. Like, for example, ramen has ta da ta 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 da ta da ta da. And tofu is wah, wah. Have you heard that sound?
I haven't heard those, but we have occasionally we'll have yakimo trucks go around. So I know the yakimo sound.
Still?
Yeah.
What is the sound? Yakimo.
I don't know if I can do it. It's like yakimo, like that one.
Oimo. Yeah. And that capsule toy has the switch and then it makes a sound.
Oh, really?
That's or cool. Eat. So, で、それぞれの、あ、あったあった、見つけた。リアカー。そう、これを何て読めるか呼ぶのか、日本語でもちょっとわからんのですけど、車と呼ぶのか、乗り物というのか。まあ、ライリーがカートともね、言ってくれてましたけど。
Maybe I'm thinking of an even older version, but...
Older version of what?
Oh, this. Yeah, what would I call that?
あ、そうそう、今写真送ったんですよ。そう、これなんて呼べる？カート？
Definitely a cart of some kind, but like a... I don't know what you would call it. A hand cart, I think, is something, but that doesn't really explain the fact that it's also kind of a shop.
And yeah, people can get on that, so it shouldn't be a vehicle. か。まあ難しいですけど、
yeah,
そうそう。
Yes, yeah, anyway.
So, リアカー屋台マスカット。皆さんも調べてほしいです。リアカー屋台マスカット。So, 屋台、food stall, kind of food stall, you know, portable food stall, capsule toy. で、それぞれラーメン、中華そば、焼き芋、豆腐、石焼き芋、焼き芋とどうちゃうねん。んとか、まあ、とりあえずいっぱいあって、それぞれが音鳴るんですよ。チャラララ、チャラララとか、豆腐は、ふんはんとか、 で、懐かしいって思ったけど、僕その時代に来てないから、そう、懐かしいって思う感覚もわからんのですけど、でもなんかいいなと思って。I've never lived in the 昭和 era, so I don't know. I've never actually experienced that sound in person. But I feel like 懐かしい brings back memories thing. そう、なんでかわからんけど。そう。でも確かに焼き芋とかは、うん、たまになんかね、通ったりとかしてた時もあったのかな、みたいな。あとはね、今、ガチャガチャって調べるだけでも、ちょっと待って、興奮してきたわ。楽しいわ。I love this episode because I'm getting excited. さっき見つけたのが、ホームクリーニング。ガチャガチャ。Like, 歌マロ？ Do you know？
No, I don't.
ちょっと待ってよ。こんなんあるんやってさっき見てて思ったんですけど、家で掃除するグッズの、形になったガチャガチャ、歌マロとかなんかいっぱいあって、ちょっと待って、見つからへん。あったあったあった、これこれ。Maybe you've seen it, like the Japanese, famous and popular cleaning liquid spray. Spray.
Spray.
Like, 歌マロ this one.
I think I have seen that in the store. I don't think we get it, but yeah.
So, who, came up with this idea? どこからこんなんとか、あと食、すごい、食塩ホルダーって、salt keychain。こんなん、こんなん、見て。あと、あ、胡椒もあんで。胡椒、胡椒とかさ、見て、これ、これ、これ。味の素とかもある、見て、これ。
Oh, there's a lot, huh? But I
そう。
think, kind of like this, I think the most interesting ones or the funniest ones when I'm walking by the machines is like these kind of like everyday things that they just make into kind of a toy, right? Like I think what was one I saw? I just saw like a railroad crossing, fumikiri, just like the little bar that goes down and up, right? And that is like, I was like, what? Who cares, right?
Who cares? そうそうそうそう。Who
But
cares?
it is still funny.
そうやね。見て、こんなんもある。これか、です。呼び出し
What
ボ
is
タン。
it?
ピンポーンって押すやつ。お店
Oh
と
yeah,
か
from
にあ
like
る
あ
やつ。
restaurant.
そう。すごいな、皆さん。ピンポーンってお店とかでいらっしゃ、呼び出すやつのボタンとかもある。OK。ちょっとそろそろ終わらないと。今日のエピソードは。
いかがでしたでしょうか？
いかがでしたでしょうか。そう、皆さんもガチャガチャで調べてみてください。こんなんある、あんなんあるみたいな。僕今興奮して、そう、楽しすぎるんですけど。で、一回、once we start, trying the new series, maybe it'll be endless. 終わらなくなって、これも欲しい、あれも欲しいってね、シリーズごとでね、集めたくなっちゃうのも、そう、ガチャガチャの魅力なのかなと思います。皆さんのお気に入りは何ですか？よければ写真とともに、SNS に送ってください。僕は英語のソータという名前で調べると、インスタとか YouTube とか Twitter とかいろいろ出てきます。ライリーもライリーサンドマン XD で調べると出てきますので、ライリーにおすすめあれば、これおすすめみたいな感じでぜひ送ってください。では皆さん、今日もご視聴いただきありがとうございました。また次回のエピソードでお会いしましょう。バイ。
Bye.